tired, aching, and wondering how long it was till opening time, Harry Crowe had his foot down hard on the accelerator of his battered but uncomplaining car for the best part of the night. But still the convoy was nowhere to be seen ahead of them. In the passenger seat, Dunning traced their route to Copthorne Barracks with the help of the keen motorist's map of England's most attractive car journeys. As they approached the Shropshire Hills, at the first sign of sunrise, they saw something unexpected. Ahead of them, sitting in the road, totally still, were the three trucks that had passed them in the night.